What a day it was. With all this inclement weather coming, the office was in a panic. I needed to decide what to do if my trip was canceled, or worse, if it wasn't. Who was going to cover for me? Would I have to travel in the storm? How do you think the throughways will be? Then I thought, why am I so worried about this? It shouldn't be life or death. And who will really care if I make it to Soybean Congress? Let's say the weather is too dangerous to travel in. Then I simply cancel my trip. Should I anticipate a lot of farmers traveling in this horrendous weather to learn about herbicide choices for weed control or resistance management in soybean and wheat? Probably not. And then the idea of no one traveling in this weather crosses my mind, and it brings me reassurance, not needing to travel, and then I feel better about my situation. I also think, does this mean I could have a snow day and stay home from work too? Oh, the joys of being a small child and looking forward to snow days, watching movies or playing in the snow, being rewarded with a hot chocolate. These are comforting thoughts. Then I remember, being an adult stinks. Why can't we all be caught up in a time when our biggest worries are our socks don't match and my mom forgot to pack my juice box in my lunch? So, the realization of a snow day, as an adult, sets in. I suppose in comparison, my biggest life worries are nominal compared to that of a military soldier serving time in Afghanistan, and it reminds me to be grateful that I have a job where I'm able to support myself, and I'm really in no danger. It reminds me to be thankful of my family and friends, and to cherish all that I have. So, with the day starting out with rapid changes and solutions, it quickly spiraled into a day of understanding and being appreciative.